Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel received a second subpoena regarding the so-called LGBT agenda. We have filed an objection to this staggering subpoena that was sent to us from Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund, which represents, among other organizations and people, the Human Rights Campaign and other plaintiffs. And we have also filed this on behalf of not only Liberty Counsel, but on behalf of Family Research Counsel, which also received the same kind of subpoena. We're going to be talking about the staggering breadth of this subpoena and their attempt to bully and harass on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is the second subpoena. This is now becoming the modus operandi of the radical LGBT public interest law firm organizations and organizations that promote so-called LGBT. They have filed several suits, against President Donald Trump over the issue of so-called transgenders in the military, in which President Trump did the right thing. He reversed Obama's terrible policy that he enacted at the end of his presidential term. And as a result, they have these court cases going on challenging that. But then they've sent out these subpoenas against all of their adversaries, people who are not following the Pied Piper of the LGBT, and they're trying to harass us and intimidate us. I can tell you it's not going to happen to us.
It is so overly broad. The subpoena seeks information from Liberty Counsel, Family Research Counsel. It's a gross violation of the First Amendment and the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Liberty Counsel and FRC are not even party to this these lawsuits, and they're demanding every document, conversation, note, thought.
Yeah, no.
How do you capture
and everything,
a thought?
And everything else, and everything else concerning anything to do with transgender people on every topic and or issue in government policy. This is the, it's almost laughable.
Even before President Trump was president.
Yeah, so Obama had a lot of thoughts about
this. And their lawsuit
is
against President Trump to try to get a reversal on the so-called transgender policy. In other words, to try to get transgenders freely admitted to the military so that they can get their benefits and their surgery and their hormones and just basically be a big social club for them in the military where they get the free benefits.
Yeah.
That's what this lawsuit's about. And now they want anything at any time, any place, even before Trump was inaugurated as president, and continuing past the time of the subpoena on every conversation we've ever had on LGBT. Every conversation
it's
we've
crazy.
Ever had.
They might as well just say, give us every single document, every email, everything you've ever created or said or thought or done. Just send us everything.
Everything that mentions LGBT.
Abuse of the legal system and an absurd amount of money and time spent to try to satisfy their tantrum.
Yeah. And this is from Lambda Legal. This is the public interest law firm that promotes the LGBT, and they continue to change the alphabet. It's hard to keep up with their alphabetical changes all the time. They add more letters. The only letter you're not going to ever see in their string of alphabet, they have the alphabet all mixed up. They constantly switch it around. They constantly expand it. You'll never see, guess what letter? H. You're never going to see that in their list of alphabet soup, because that would stand for heterosexual.
Yeah, right.
You're never going to see it in that. But they are radical. They want organizations to not only remain silent, they want organizations to become the cheerleader of their radical, destructive agenda. They have abused the legal system. You can't just simply go file a suit against John Doe, and then now that you've got a case in court, you've got all your enemies. And you say, you know what? This is my opportunity to harass all my enemies, people that I don't like, people that I don't agree with. And therefore, you start sending out this net of subpoenas to harass all the people that you otherwise can't touch because legal case against them.
So I'm going to sue you for every thought you've had about this? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
And, you know, how is it, you have to ask yourself, even you can subpoena things from a non-party as long as it's relevant to what your case is about. But how is it relevant to their issue of wanting to reverse Donald Trump's transgender policy that was actually recommended by the Department of Defense, by the way, after studying it?
Right.
They presented it to President Trump.
With
he
a study,
implemented
verifying
it. And how is discussions or documents related to same-sex marriage or LGBT, for example, use of bathrooms in a school or whatever it might be, indoctrination in a sex ed program. How is all that relevant to their ultimate objective? It's not. It's an abuse of the legal system. They ought to be sanctioned by the court.
Yes.
For abusing the legal system.
Isn't this a distraction, though? They're trying to distract their enemies to stay away from standing up for what's right as far as marriage?
It's a bullying tactic. It's a bullying tactic. They're trying to create this mountain of work and paperwork that you would have to stop everything you're doing positive to further the kingdom of God and to fight for natural marriage and natural human sexuality. They want to shut that down. And, I mean, you would literally have to spend the next number of months to accumulate all this information that they're demanding. It's utterly absurd, and you're right. They should be sanctioned for this. It's a violation of the judicial process.
Yeah, they want
process.
Any kind of document or conversation, anything to do with transgender issues on every topic and or issue in government policy. Anything related to any communication between Liberty Counsel and the Family Research Council with the following: President Donald Trump and his office, which means anybody who's associated with his office, Vice President Mike Pence or his office, that means anyone who's associated with it, and listen to this, any employees of the Department of Defense. Well, what kind of universe that is, it's the largest employer in the government and includes about 1.3 million active duty soldiers and staff, 1.3 million. So we'd have to go back several years and try to figure out, did we have a conversation with anybody who at that time or is now associated with the Department of Defense?
We talk about this on radio all the time, too. How are you going to capture that, you know?
I know. I mean, we'd have to, like, I guess, give them a copy of, I mean, this is
It's absurd.
Outrageous.
I was pulling my hair out just writing these press releases trying to figure all this out. I couldn't imagine trying to answer this. So I would just pray that the judge would see the absurdity of this and just throw this out.
Well, it's before the judge now. Yeah. We filed the objection on behalf of Liberty Counsel to this second subpoena that we have. This is the second subpoena that we've gotten. The first one was on the first case or a different case, and this was on another case.
Yeah, that was Doe versus Trump, right?
Yeah, that was Doe versus Trump. This is Karnofsky
versus Trump.
Or Kamofsky versus Trump.
It'd be very confusing.
Yeah, they're all against Donald Trump.
Right.
They're all about the transgender policy in the military, but this one's even broader than the first one. The first one was broad. This one's broader, if you can imagine. The first one was by the National Center of Lesbian Rights. That was the public interest law firm, and GLAAD. And by the way, GLAAD had to ultimately change its name too, even though it still uses the same.
They're not GLAAD.
Well, they have a different way.
They used to be the gay,
name.
Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation is what they used to be.
And that's how they got GLAAD. But now they've changed their name. They still use GLAAD. So they constantly move around. But anyway, that's the one that we objected to first in one court. Now we got this one in another court. I think there's about four of these suits out there.
Yeah, and many other organizations besides ours and Family Research Council have been submitted these subpoenas.
Center for Military Readiness and others have also received these subpoenas. You know what? We're not going to be intimidated. Just tell you right now, we're not going to be intimidated. We're not going to be bullied by these people. This is an abuse of the legal system, and frankly, they ought to be sanctioned by the court for abusing the legal system. You can't just use the legal system to slander somebody. You can't file a lawsuit, and now you have a lawsuit, you're just going to slander them. Libel and all those defamation laws, for example, still apply when you file suit. Doesn't give you the green light to do that, and it doesn't give you the green light to use the subpoena power or the deposition power to harass just people you don't like. So go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Stand with us as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. Go to our online store and see some of our resources there. You can also go to that front page, lc.org, sign up for our Liberty Alert emails and our other emails there at the bottom of the website, lc.org. All that we do at no cost pro bono, and we can't do that without you. We rely upon your prayers and your financial support, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.